I'm Scott Jagow. Good morning. On August 10th, 1960, you know what movie debuted in Los Angeles?
You eat like a bird.
You know, of course.
No, not really. Anyway, I hear the expression eats like a bird. It is really a falsity. Because birds really eat a tremendous lot. But I don't really know anything about birds. My hobby is stuffing things. You know, taxidermy.
Man, Anthony Perkins was so creepy. Janet Leigh, The Bates Motel, the master Alfred Hitchcock, and let's not forget the music of Psycho. On August 10th, 1984, the infamous 3,000-meter race between South African barefoot runner Zola Budd and American darling Mary Decker. Budd, at the L.A. Coliseum, interferes with Decker, and the American goes down to boos from the crowd, hears the race call, and a tearful Decker afterwards.
That was the 72nd lap, so after four laps, as I thought she might, she's having a go at taking the lead. Barefooted, she's much happier barefooted, and the world champion, oh, caught her there, and this is the danger, and Decker's down! Oh, the world champion, and one of the favourites, is now flat out on the infield. And Mary Decker out of the race. And little Zola Budd may have clipped in too soon. May not have been her fault, but certainly she seemed twice there to impede Mary Decker. And the booing has started around the arena. Well, this little girl's career seems to be followed by nothing but controversies and drama as well. The golden girl of American distance running, reduced now to not even watching the race, but lying there in pain.
And she was coming in around the turn, and she wasn't anywhere near passing. And I do hold her responsible for what happened, because I don't feel that I did anything wrong. As a matter of fact, I was running a good race, a good pace, and I felt really good, and I am fit. And hopefully the injury will heal in time so I can go over to Europe and race.
Decker and Budd next met in July of 1985 for another 3,000-meter race in London. Decker won and Budd finished fourth. After the race, the women shook hands and reconciled. On this day in 1970, Jim Morrison went on trial in Miami for lewd and lascivious behavior at one of his shows.
What we're testing down there is the issue of artistic freedom of expression, you know, and it's a significant issue, and the trial is very interesting.
You seem confident.
Right. And hopefully it'll be over in time for me to do a European tour.
Less than a year later, Morrison was in Europe in a Paris hotel room where he died at the age of 27. That is This Day in History for August 10th. You know.